Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News. April 24, 1991, letter to President Lee Donghui story. Lead has already been given. The story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Anastasia Ong has lived in San Francisco for the past 20 years. In response to the Taiwan Prosecutor's Office's allegations of her brother Ong Yeo-ming's illegal stock transactions, Anastasia has hired a San Francisco-based legal office to assist in challenging the charges as well as fighting the ROC law which permits the government to detain suspects in solitary confinement and incommunicado. In an open letter dated April 23rd to President Lee Donghui, obtained by ICRT News in San Francisco, Anastasia writes, and I quote, "The stock transaction was made in the ordinary course of business, was dictated by business considerations, was authorized by the board of directors, and was approved by the Taiwan SEC. Ong Yeo-ming did not personally benefit from the transaction. He was accused personally because he was the chairman of Hualong." End quote. Whether Ong Yeo-ming is guilty of the charges brought by the prosecutor's office is solely up to the judiciary to decide. But international human rights organizations such as Amnesty International are claiming the government of Taiwan is guilty of violating Ong Yeo-ming's fundamental human rights by locking him up in solitary confinement and incommunicado. Anastasia continues in her letter to President Lee that, and I quote, "Taiwan is a dichotomy in and of itself. Despite its admirable ascendancy in the world of free enterprise, which continues to produce many societal benefits to its people, we now see that our existence in Taiwan remains inhumanely burdened by rules which typify a police state, which Taiwan should not be perceived to be in world opinion." End quote. Eric Olander, ICRT News, San Francisco.